Dude, last night, typical fucking showbiz clashing with the networks.
Oh, yeah?
Already got a taste of it, dude. Jesus Christ. The oxygen.
Oxygen? The oxygen
yeah,
network.
The oxygen network. Nation. Big oxygen network came through. So we're our friends do stand-up, Charles Blizzick and Sarah Bell, and they're throwing a showcase at Fergie's. And the oxygen network, which I'll credit Chris Wood. I think he's onto something. There was like a weird conspiracy there where like the oxygen network just happened to be there being like, oh, we had no idea anything was going on. And they had a show called – Blizzick was calling it Lesbian Wife Swap. And I thought he was serious. So I called it Lesbian Wife Swap, and a producer came up. He's like, it's not Lesbian Wife Swap. It's called Switching Teams. Where like it's like Wife Swap, but for like a gay male couple and lesbians, and then they swap.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever.
Why the fuck would they do that?
I mean, why wouldn't they? For Oxygen Network, it's like...
Yeah, but that's like the two things they definitely hate. Like, if I'm a gay dude, yeah. I don't like women, and I don't like men's personalities. And that's exactly what a lesbian is.
Yeah.
She's probably like, let's watch the ball game. And he's like, oh my God.
Probably both end up killing
each
other.
And he can't even jerk him off. So what happened?
Oh my God. So it was just like these, just a crew of fucking just weirdo. The one dude.
Yeah, of course.
The one cameraman looked just like one of the fucking guys from 300, like the bad guys.
Oh, Persian?
The Persians, yeah. He looked like a 300, he looked like a big gay Persian. He was the guy who corrected me. It wasn't called Lesbian Wife Swap. And then there was a lady.
What's it actually called?
Switching Teams.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
And there was a lady in a red leather like leotard who was going to play like a song for all of us, apparently. So this whole, you know, they're like, we'll film your guys' sets and maybe we'll like work them in and they'll get on, blah, blah, blah. It's like, whatever. And the audience was like six gay black dudes came in like to be on. There is just pure just moonlights, dude.
Holy shit.
It was just like six moonlights came in.
Damn. Six moonlights in the front?
Yeah. And they wouldn't like they were enjoying. No,
I'm sure you could relate to them on a ton of subjects.
I was excited to go on, but yeah, it was literally like just them sitting there at a joke. Like they would laugh, but only like you know when someone recognizes that it's been a punchline, and they go like, "Oh, ha 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 ha," and they'd be like, "Yes," and it was just like nonstop yeses,
oh, God.
Nonstop chatter amongst themselves, and it was
should've
like
just told them Beyonce sucks,
dude.
See what happens.
I wanted to go up so fucking bad, and then so like. You know, a couple comics go up there, you're getting loud, and then you know, Sarah's like, hey, can you guys like just chill out while one of the comics on stage? And she was like, oh no, and it turned into this big thing. There's cameras.
Of course
rolling.
There was drama.
Dude, it was, yeah, exactly. And Brandon Vincent Jackson, before any of this happened, was like, is that six gay black dudes? He's like, this is going to explode.
By the way, he is a gay black
He's
dude.
He's a gay black dude, which, yeah, yeah. Sorry. But yeah, he called it, dude, and it literally erupted into like the show got stopped dead in the tracks. At one point, the girl in the red leotard crashed the stage and was like, I'm going to play my song now. Sarah was like, get the fuck off the stage. And like, dude, the whole time the cameras are going.
Oh,
and the gay black dude, the moonlights are trying to fight people, dude. It was so funny.
That's not going to be a good look for Sarah.
They're gonna chop that up hard, dude.
Yeah, chop that up to
dude.
Be like, look at us getting
and
impressed.
Then, and yeah, dude, and that's what happened. At one point, Sarah was like, well, you know, I don't know. She like went between comedians and like – try to say, like, I don't know if you guys, you know, a lot of people haven't been to a lot of comedy shows, and they're like, oh, okay, we see what you're saying. And she was like, no, like, dude, it was pure reality.
Oh,
it was,
fuck.
I was in an episode of reality TV, like, the shit I used to watch when I was married, and be like, I hope people don't start acting like this. It was
yeah,
that.
You were in there flipping tables.
Yeah.
You were one of them. Yeah.
I was like, uh-uh, yes.
Like, no, bitch. And he was like, ah.
I was just, I had a glass of Chardonnay. I was trying to throw it on the moonlight suit. I was like.
Throw it on the moonlight. Damn, dude, they probably got you for a confessional after.
Oh,
this
dude.
Dude sitting down in front of the camera like, I could not believe Devante told me this.
I mean, did you even see his shirt? Dude, I was sitting there the whole time. I just watched it silently and just watched this thing escalate and go down.
And then they show one of their confessions. It's like, and then a schizophrenic man in a sweatsuit assaulted us with Chardonnay. You're like, get out of here, moonlight star.
Dude, then the last producer came. One of the guys went up while the camera was rolling and hugged Sarah, like, photo op. So, so they're going to chop it up, like, comedy show. The lady's like, can I play? Let me get on stage. And Sarah, like, get the fuck off stage. And then, like, a guy, like, hugging her, like, it's okay. And the girl's like, I just play about peace and love. It was so obviously, like,
holy fuck.
It was insanity.
God damn, I wish I was there for
dude,
that. Motherfucker.
It was insane. And then the producer was the last one trying to, like, argue with everyone, like, that could have been real good for you guys. It could have been real good for y'all. You know, I could have put you on. And then as he was walking out, I was like, yeah,
network.
I was like, dude, it's the Oxygen Network. No one gives a fuck. And he's like, I know people at Comedy Central. And I was like, all right, man, still. No one gives a fuck. And he was like, this dude was so fucking mad. He was
God.
So mad. And he's like, and he started. I'm like, all right, dude, you can the have
Persian?
The last word.
Was that the Persian?
It wasn't the Persian. The Persian left. He like,
say, dude, you 300 them.
He, dude, we it was
you did 300 them.
They yeah, they're like we're leaving, but they got what they needed. So
yeah,
dude, it was fucking nuts. And then like dude, it was like the guy went up and sat behind. He like sat in another chair. He's like, I'm gonna let someone else say something. We'll see what happens. It was like full on like just reality TV just
chaos in there.
About to fight. It was so funny.
Fuck.
It's the best.
it was horrible. That?
No. So then, and this is. So then, these Irish people wandered in afterwards for the open mic, and were just fucking the whole time, just yelling shit out.
Irish people are the worst.
Actually, no, they were there the whole time. They were saw they? That whole thing. They saw that. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh my god.
Because they were there for my set, so they saw that whole thing. No. I take that back. I was after that, so they weren't there for that whole thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you weren't on.
I wasn't on. I wanted to go lights. On. It was going to be Brandon, then me, and then it just blew up. And then Brandon went on and I went on. There's these two Irish people there. And I kept making fun of them just for like living in like a fucking Braveheart village. And like, well, you guys sound like you have a fucking sock in your mouth. Anything they said, I'd just be like, I don't understand you guys. Tell them that like celiacs came from Ireland. It's like their version of AIDS they brought to the United States. It was so fun. And then like.
You should have told them about your cousin's website idea or your brother's.
Oh, Irish are retarded?
Irish are retarded.com.
Irish are retarded.com.
It's a hell of a website, dude.
my brother Tom has a website. I should.
Post that picture of my dad's basketball picture. Irish are retarded.
My brother wants to start a website where you just scroll through kind of like Faces of Meth, where it's just Irish people and retarded people, and you got to guess if they're Irish or retarded. That's the best.
Irish are retarded is fucking hilarious.
But yeah, it was funny, man. It was funny watching people try to attack the Irish, and it was like, you can't, dude. You
can't get them.
She went up and hugged one of the comics, and the one comic took it as like, it was like, are you assaulting me? And they were just like, what the fuck is going on? Ugh. It was so fucking funny. And then at one point,
what the fucking the lady, shit show.
The Irish lady at one point, like, I was like talking to her. I was like, I bought them, because I was fucking with them so much, I bought them each a drink. And then the lady's like, tie my shoe. And like, she put her boot up to me, and like, instinctively, I was like, okay. And just started like, tying her shoe. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Get off my foot. She's like, I usually don't wear shoelaces. And I was like, why? And she's like, because black people will steal your shoes. And I was like, what? What? What the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, oh, fuck. I forgot what you guys love to do. Black people will steal your shoes. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's fucking great.
Dude, I was telling Cindy about it, too. I was like, as he was talking about them, I'm like, dude, I forgot just how, like, funly racist Irish people are. Because it doesn't sound vicious. It's just, you're just like, all right, man. Yeah,
they'll
sure.
get your shoes.
They'll get your shoes from you. You got to watch them.
It's like, what? Like a fucking fairy tale.
You're like fucking little leprechauns, dude. But yeah, that was fun. That was a good time. O2, dude, shut down the oxygen network.
Yeah, nice, man.
Dude, I wanted to chase him out and be like, dude, put me on. I'll suck a dick to get on oxygen.
Fuck that. That sucks. You guys, did you sign anything?
I didn't sign shit.
I wonder if Sarah did.
Yeah, she did.
Oh,
she
what
signed
an
a release.
Idiot.
She signed a release. Well, they told us, they were like, we're going to use like your, I would have totally signed something if they came up to me. Because they're like, we might throw your stand-up clips on oxygen to like cut in and out of the show. So
fuck
that's
that.
How I think they baited them.
What would that get you?
Nothing. That's what, I was just laughing at the whole thing. I was just like, dude, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, here's 10 psycho fans now. If that.
If no, who's 10 people are going to hate your, or yeah. definitely going to hate my stand-up.
Yeah.
The Oxygen Network on a show about a gay couple wife swap, they're going to be like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, it wouldn't even have been material.
Your,
been just
your
like,
caption in the confession would be like, retarded comedian. Matt McCusker, retarded comedian. Screaming moonlight and throwing drinks at black people, dude. That's not a good look.
I didn't throw a drink.
You said you tried to throw some Chardonnay during
that's
the scuffle.
That's the classic fucking reality show move. Just like, bitch, and like throw a fucking glass of Chardonnay.